does that come from, wanting to reach out like that and to help? You know what? I believe that's Christmas spirit, and I believe that comes from the Holy Spirit. Say that with me. I believe that comes from the what? Holy Spirit. Amen? Come on. Hey, if a man's hungry, and I don't care who feeds him, I give God glory for it. Amen? Say. This time of year, are you kidding me? Christmas spirit. So I started thinking about Christmas spirit. Man, I looked it up. Looked it up on Wikipedia and in my dictionary. There ain't much in the dictionary on that one. But I looked it up. I just started thinking. And then, of course, I go to my Bible. And one of my favorite verses, I memorized it years ago, is every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So I believe any good thing that happens to anybody is from God. Did you hear me, yes or no? I don't know how you think. That's how I think. I don't care what it is. Whether they know it or not, whether they give him credit for it or not, doesn't mean a hoot to me. It comes from him. So Christmas spirit is from the Holy Spirit. Say that with me. Christmas spirit is from the Holy Spirit. And like I said, I was at the Walmart the other day, and I knew that lady didn't have it. She's coming at me like she's going to run me over. Amen? Come on. I want us at Fellowship Church to have Christmas spirit all year long. Would you say that with me? I want us to have Christmas spirit all year long. Are we supposed to love Jesus and love people just in December? Say. Come on. Now, we want to love people all year long. And so, I started studying. I was amazed at the Christmas story, at how much the Holy Spirit of the living God made it happen. He was there the whole time. He was moving and doing. And so, he was there then, and he's what? Here what? He's here now, guys. Are you kidding me? Let's go back to the first and second chapter of Luke. Luke was a physician. It's interesting that God chose him to write about the births of John, then Jesus, right? And the birth of the church in the book of Acts. Luke wrote that. Incredible. So we had the story, the best Christmas story, the best that we have, the most complete in the scriptures, is in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2. So let's go and find the Holy Spirit. And I want Christmas spirit. Say that with me. I want Christmas spirit. Help me one more time. I want Christmas spirit. I want it. And I want it all year long, Lord. Well, God says, I can give it to you, son. Amen? So let's go to the message. Here we go, Raj. In the Christmas narrative, the story of Christmas, the Holy Spirit, would you say this with me, is seen what? Making it what? Making it all happen. So, we're going to find out today how to get Christmas spirit. Okay? We looked at it last week. What is Christmas spirit in the first service? We did another message in the second service about Christmas spirit. Whole different message. Today is I want Christmas spirit. How to have Christmas spirit. How can I have Christmas spirit? Y'all listening or not? And this is good for all year long. Let's go back to the Christmas story. We talked about this fellow last week a little bit. We're not going to spend a lot of time on each one of them at all because I've got five. Number one, let's learn. And would you say his name with me? Let's learn from Zacharias. Let's learn from who? Who was Zacharias? Well, he was a priest in the temple. He was a devout man. He was married to a woman for a long time. Both of them were old. Way old. Way too old to be having any babies. But the angel of the Lord came to him and said, Zacharias, your wife's going to get pregnant. You're going to have a baby. Call him John. All right? We're talking about Christmas spirit. How can I have it? I want it. I want to learn from you, Zacharias. So Zacharias heard the angel. Watch it. And Zacharias said unto the angel Gabriel, said unto him, whereby shall I know this? Say it with me. For I am what? I'm an old man. And my wife, she ain't no spring chicken either. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stands in the presence of God. I am sent to speak to you and to show you these glad tidings. I didn't come for you to run your mouth. I got some good news. Take the angel off.
And behold, you shall be what? Dumb. You were dumb for not listening to me when I told you. And now you're going to be... Can't talk. You're going to be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be what? See, because we didn't do them. This wasn't happening because of you anyway, Zacharias. It was God the whole time doing it, not you. Because you're going to be dumb and not able to speak till all this happens. Because you did what? You what? Believed not. Say that with me. You believed not my what? Words. Now we're learning today, which shall be fulfilled in their what? Season. So Mr. Zacharias, can you help me learn how to have Christmas spirit? Keep looking. Well, guess what happened? Elizabeth got pregnant and had a baby, just like the angel said. And they tried to name him Zacharias. Sure, the people did. And you know, no, call him John, Elizabeth said. And they beckoned to his father and said, we don't even know no John. Why she called him that? And he said, bring me something to write with. And so he wrote down John. Have I put you to sleep yet? Keep listening. And his mouth was opened what? And his tongue was what? And he spoke and he praised God. We're trying to find the Holy Spirit in Christmas, and we are. And his father, Zacharias, say it with me, was filled with the... So, what can I learn about the spirit of Christmas, and I want it, and how can I have it? Here's point number one, and I believe it's the very first thing you need to do if you want Christmas spirit and you want it all year long. Learn from this dumb man, would you? Zacharias would say, if you want Christmas spirit, then do what? Say it with me. That's where it starts. You want Christmas spirit? Believe God. Zacharias will say, don't be a dummy like me. Trust me, he says. Whenever it came time to that boy to be born, I couldn't wait to praise God. I believed him. Amen? Believe him, man. Believe his promises are true. You want Christmas spirit? Believe God. Amen? Let's keep learning. That's number one. Here's somebody else showing up. We got to talk about her. Let's learn from who? Elizabeth. Elizabeth, his wife. Elizabeth. Can you help me with Christmas spirit? I'm trying to get it. I want it. Oh, yeah, I can help you. You got point number one. My husband was dumb, right? He got smart and believed, right? You got that one down, right? Yes, ma'am. Well, let's learn from Elizabeth. So, Mary, the angel appears to Mary and says, you're going to be overshadowed with the Holy Ghost. And you're going to bear a son. He's going to be the Holy Son of God. Remember? So Mary, a teenager, trembling, fearful, hears this news. Frightened to death, most likely. So where does she go? She goes to see her cousin who? Elizabeth. And Mary arose in those days, and she went into the hill country with haste, into the city of Judah, and she entered into the house of who? We know him. And saluted Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth. Hello. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, now look for the Holy Spirit, see if you can find him, the babe, little John, leaped in Elizabeth's womb, about 6 months old. And Elizabeth was what? Say it with me. Filled with the... If you're not careful when you read the Christmas story, you don't even see the Holy Spirit. There are people that are Christians that don't even know about the Holy Spirit. They've been taught because so much has been made for the Holy Spirit to be crazy and you flop like a chicken and do nutty things. You listening to me say that we just write off the Holy Spirit? I sure am glad he wasn't read out of the Christmas story, aren't you, say? There wouldn't be no Christmas story. Are you hearing me today, yes or no? I want you to learn something today. Help me now. I want to get Christmas spirit. I want it all year long. And so, she was filled, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what we want. Elizabeth, would you help us?
And Elizabeth spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb." Wonder how wonderful that was for Mary to hear. You think that encouraged her? Yes or no? Come on. Whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? So what can we learn from Elizabeth? Number one, believe God. Number two, learn from Zacharias' wife. What would Elizabeth say? You want Christmas spirit? Say that with me. Comfort and encourage. Say it with me again. Comfort and encourage. It's true, guys. You want to get out of your funk that you're in? People tell you this. Your depression, your struggle. Go do something blank for somebody. Go do something what? Good for somebody. Quit thinking about just who? You. You hear me or not? Christmas spirit is of the Holy Spirit. It happens when we believe God, man. It can last all year long. It happens when you comfort, listen to me, and encourage other people. You with me? Okay, we'll keep learning here. Come on, I want Christmas spirit. Do you want some of it? Say, I want it. Come on. Number three, let's learn from who? Well, we got to learn something from the baby, right? We got to learn something from John. Do you remember when Jesus came on the scene when he was about 30 years old? There was this guy that was sort of hollering and shouting really loud. And he sort of screamed out, I believe. Say it with me if you know it. Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the what? Well, that was John. That was John. But let's learn from this baby. John would say this. Now, you've met my daddy, ain't you? You heard from Dad, didn't you? Now, Dad was a little dumb. But he believed God, and Dad got real smart. Amen. Say. And you've met my mama, right? John would say, are y'all right? You've met my mama. I'm going to tell you something. Not only did she encourage Mary like she did, I bet John would say, she was that way my whole life. Mama was such an encourager. But I want to tell you, John says what I think about being filled with the Spirit. Look at it. Just look at the Scriptures. Back to the Christmas story. But the angel said unto Zacharias, fear not, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard. Your wife Elizabeth shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name what? Keep looking. And he, John, shall be great in the sight of the Lord. And he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall, watch this. Say that with me. You're going to miss it if you don't watch it. He shall be what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. Even from his mother's what? Womb. You really need to get that down. John was filled with the Holy Spirit while he was yet inside his mother's womb. That's what the Bible says. That makes more sense now when you read Luke 1:41, when Mary came to Elizabeth. And it came to pass that Elizabeth, when she heard the salutations of Mary, the what? What's his name? John. Did what? Weep in his mother's womb. Because not only was Elizabeth filled with the Spirit, John was. Did you see that or not? What would John teach us today, church? John would say to the church, you want Christmas spirit? You want it all year long? Say that with me. It's really important. Make God's anointing the... Now, we're going to talk about it for a second. Say it again with me. Make God's anointing the... What do I mean? So often in life, guys, we do our thing. We get our plan. We do what we want to do. And then when it's a mess, oh, God! You know what John would say to you? Why don't you quit living life like that? Why don't you put God first? Say that with me. Put God first. Why don't you put him at the head of your plan instead of the tail on the thing? Say. Are you hearing me, church? You want Christmas spirit? You want the Holy Spirit in you all year long? Then make his anointing, his blessing in your life an absolute priority. This is what matters to me. Amen. Are we learning anything? Oh, I like this kind of message. Oh, Gary went to school on this one. Now, I don't mean I went to college on it. I mean in my office, the Lord done whooped me. I've been to school on this message. I got it. Amen. Say, come on. The Lord was talking to me on this one. Come on. Number four, Christmas story. Here we go. Let's learn from who? Now, Mary would say, now, you met my cousin's husband, didn't you? Zacharias. He was dumb. But, boy, when he believed, he was really smart then. Amen? Come on. And you met my cousin, isn't she sweet, Mary would say. She is always like that. Always encouraging and comforting people. And John, wow. I know you've met him. Talk about life. That guy's full of life. Crazy. He had the anointing of God on his life. That's what Mary would say. But Mary, what can you teach us? Can you help us, Mary? Well, earlier the angel spoke and to Mary and said the Holy Ghost would come upon you. I've read quite a bit on this story, a lot in my life. A lot of people think the Holy Ghost actually came on Mary when she visited her cousin, Elizabeth. That's when she got pregnant. Right there, right in front of Elizabeth. It was a God thing anyway. Okay? Don't know. All I know is the Bible says the Holy Ghost would come upon her. Yes or no? Yes or no? Absolutely. When it happened, could have happened before, could have happened right then. Don't know. But the point is after she sees Elizabeth, and Elizabeth calms her and she comforts her and she loves her and she's taken so much of her fear away and she's absolutely, you know, just solidified what has happened in her life. It's real, man. And look at me, I'm old. Look what happened to me. So this was perfect, right? Guess what Mary does? Mary says, my soul does what? Yeah, after she met with Elizabeth, Mary wrote a song. And my what? And my what? Has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me what? Blessed. For he that is mighty. Say that with me. For he that is mighty has done to me what? And holy is his. So what would Mary teach us about Christmas spirit? Y'all right? I like this. Mary would say, you want Christmas spirit? And you want it all year long? You want the real thing? Say that with me. Praise and worship. Just at Christmas, say. How about every day? Every day you get some breath in your lungs. You can just praise Him. How about that? Say. Every day you wake up and the sun comes up and you get to see it. How about praise Him? Amen? Say. You listening, church, or not? Say. Instead of thinking about the past. Oh, my God. Everybody's all this. They all mean and this happened to me. When are you going to wake up and get some Christmas spirit? Say. Yes or no? Say. There's a whole world out there. They need somebody that's going to be excited about God, full of the Spirit. Not a nut, but somebody who's real and honest, but that loves God. Say. I want that. Oh, by the way, I have that. Are you hearing me say? Anytime I don't have it, it's because Gary gets full of Gary. Amen. Come on. I want Christmas spirit. Can you say that with me? Am I boring you to tears? Oh, my gosh. I went to church. He tried to get me Christmas spirit. Are you thinking about that party where you're going to go get you some false spirit and get drunk or something? Is that what you're thinking about? We're trying to give you the real deal today. Are you listening to me? Say. That stuff will wear off. I love this. Well, when you read Luke chapter 1, that's what you see. You see those different people, major people in the Christmas story, full of the Holy Spirit. But if you flip over into Luke chapter 2, you meet another one. He doesn't get much notoriety, because what he did was hard. But he would say,
I know something about Christmas spirit. What's his name? Simeon. Would you say that? Simeon. One more time. Simeon says, now you met Zacharias? Well, that fellow right there was dumb. No. He believed. And you met his wife, Elizabeth. What a sweet lady. And you met his boy, John. Wow, what a man of God, full of power. Well, I met somebody. I met a couple named Joseph and Mary. Look at the scriptures. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was what? Simeon. And the same man was a just man, and he was a devout man. Now, you really got to say this part with me really loud. Waiting for the consolation of Israel. Would you say waiting three times? Waiting, waiting, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Well, wait a minute. Uh-oh. I see the Holy Ghost again. And the what? Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit was upon him. Well, then I want to learn. Because Christmas spirit's of the Holy Spirit. So I'm looking. And it was revealed unto Simeon by the who? That he should not see what? You ain't going to die. You're going to keep living, man. Before you have seen the Lord's Christ, you're not going to die, the Holy Spirit says, until you see Messiah. Oh, come, Emmanuel. Can't you hear him singing it every day? And ransom captive Israel. And the Holy Spirit goes, you keep singing. He's coming. And he came by the what? The Spirit's all over him. He came by the Spirit into the temple like he had done many, 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 many times. And when the parents brought in the child, who? When Mary and Joseph brought in the child, who? To do for him after the custom of the law. Then Simeon took little baby Jesus up in his arms. And he what? He blessed God. And Simeon said, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your what? Say that last part with me. For mine eyes have seen thy... Isn't that a beautiful story? I want to learn from the old man. Well, here's what I see. I want Christmas spirit. I want it now. I want it all year long. I want the Holy Spirit, the living God, working in my life. If you want that, listen to this man. How can I have Christmas spirit, Simeon, and have it all year long? Simeon would say this. Say it with me loud. Wait on the... Say it with me again. I'm going to tell you why you're mean as a snake when you go to the Walmart. I'm going to tell you why. Because you're in a hurry. You hear me say? You listening to me say? You're not patient. Can't believe you got the thing wrong with the cash register. What's wrong with you? It's because you're all about you and you're not patient. Are you listening or not? Say. Are you all right with that? Am I telling a lie? You're late. You're running late somewhere. So you're driving like a crazy person down the highway. Giving people the finger. Not the fellowship people. Listen to me. You want the Holy Spirit, Christmas Spirit all year long? Learn from Simeon. Wait on the Lord. Amen? You ever get down because things don't happen right now? It gets tiring. It gets hard. You stay in there and you try to hang in there. Man, it just don't happen. Isn't that hard, say? You wait for things to get better and they don't. Ain't that hard, say?
Simeon says, I waited a long time. Learn from Zacharias and believe, and Elizabeth, and comfort and encourage, and learn from John. Seek his anointing and learn from Mary. Praise him and learn from me. Wait on the Lord. Christmas spirit. Can you say that loud? I want. Guys, you're without excuse. You heard it right from the Word, didn't you say? This ain't goofy. This ain't gobbledygook. I'm just a regular fella. If I can find it, you can find it. Amen? And now you did find it because I put it on the screen. And I screamed it at you. All right? So, I want Christmas spirit, which is who? The Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to say it with me. And I want it how long? What a gift that would be, amen, to your family. What am I going to get them for Christmas? How about get them some Christmas spirit coming out of you? How about that? How about Mama being different? How about Daddy being different? Say, how about that? Say, you got employees? How about they get to see somebody that's full of the Spirit and a good person and a loving, kind, encouraging person says somebody mean as a snake? Yes or no? Say, pretty good stuff, ain't it? Come on. Now let's say it out loud. Here we go, Raj. Let's pop it up. I think we got it. Here we go. Now there's your gift boxes. Look at them. They're gifts for you. They're gifts for you. Gifts of the Spirit. We want to help you. Say it with me pretty loud, would you? I will believe God. I will comfort and encourage others. I will make God's anointing the priority. I will praise and worship the Lord. I will wait on the Lord. Can we praise the Lord for a great Christmas message from the Holy Spirit, man? Come on, thank you, Lord. That was good.